Hello, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU provides each of our listeners with current information on a wide variety of topics related to health, athletic performance, fitness, and nutrition. On track one, Corey will provide his commentary adapted from current research data, the Certified Sports Nutrition Advisor Distance Education Program, and his clinical experience. On track two, he will be joined by Tracy Holly on He Said, She Said, for her female focus on topics related to whole food, health, relationships, and raising healthy children. Track three features an interview with our special guest, who will share their expertise and experience in the healthcare, fitness, and sports nutrition field. Now, here is Corey Holly and this month's presentation of Sports Nutrition Update.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Sports Nutrition Update, September 2004. Last month, I discussed the process of inflammation and looked at some effective, natural, biological remedies for sports injuries. Things like massage therapy, chiropractic care, homeopathy, whole foods, acupuncture, specialized dietary supplements, and supporting physical exercise. Inflammation is a protective but often painful biological defense mechanism. Perhaps this is why the practice of using pharmaceutical drugs to temporarily mask the pain is so popular. But as we learned, the long-term use of many chemical pain-relieving agents can depress the immune system and contribute to the degeneration of internal organs. In this segment of clinical review, I'd like to discuss what I call foundation products for health and performance. A new paradigm of sports nutrition is upon us. A paradigm serves as a pattern or a model. It is a set of assumptions, concepts, values, and practices that constitute a way of viewing reality for the community or group that shares them, especially in the intellectual sense. Paradigm, the word, first appeared in English in the 15th century, meaning an example or pattern, and it still bears this meaning today. Some people think that you take supplements to compensate for a bad diet, but that's old hat. The new paradigm is that you add the finest supplements you can find to the best possible diet you can eat, and then combine that strategy with controlled exercise. The new paradigm of sports nutrition focuses on health and function. It parallels nutrition science and clinical research in human performance. The objective is to minimize damage to your body as you age, extend your health span, and maximize your quality of life. As Dr. Matthias Rath, MD, author of Why Animals Don't Get Heart Attacks But People Do, states, cardiovascular disease develops because the cardiovascular cells are depleted of vitamins and other bioenergy fuel. Refilling this bioenergy is, therefore, the basic preventive and therapeutic measure for cardiovascular health. Lifestyle changes can add to these biological measures, but they are not able to replace them. Natural health products and dietary supplements are not an option if you want to live longer, feel better, or run, cycle, and swim with strength and power, especially as you age. The ideal diet only gets better when reinforced with antioxidants and any variety of natural ergogenic aids such as creatine, glutamine, or ribose. Become one with your blender. Okay, you've got a personal relationship with your gym bag and water bottle. Now develop one with your blender. The protein shake should be the anchor of your diet. It's one of the best ways to control the fuel for your metabolic fire. Add fresh or frozen fruit, whey protein isolate, a sports-specific liquid oil rich in EFAs, and any number of nutrition supplement powders to filtered water or fresh juice. When blended correctly in the right amounts and consumed at the right time, a custom-designed protein shake enhances immune function, improves insulin efficiency, increases your fat-burning capacity, improves performance and recovery, and encourages long-term participation in physical activity. Dr. Michael Colgan calls this simple, quick, yet incredibly effective nutrition strategy bracketing. I call it my workout sandwich. Don't underestimate what this technique can do for your health and performance. Let's talk about whey protein isolate. Whey protein isolate, by definition, contains no less than 90% protein. Cross-flow, ultrafiltration, and advanced microfiltration extraction methods create a highly soluble, alkaline-forming, 99% non-denatured whey protein isolate. Heat-damaged, denatured protein is ruinous to health. You got to get this. This is important to understand. Protein is significantly damaged by heat, causing changes in enzymes, amino acid structure, pH, and electrolyte concentration. The effect of heat on protein, and all food for that matter, is greatly underestimated in conventional nutrition. If such damage occurs, the protein unravels and loses its characteristic three-dimensional shape, as defined by textbook chemistry. Basically then, denatured proteins are no longer functional. To denature means to make unnatural, to change, to adulterate, or deviate from normal function and character. Cooking solidifies proteins through a process of cross-linking, in which undesirable chemical bonds interact with neighboring molecules, forming rigid, inflexible cross-link attachments. If the heat damage is extensive, these attachments are irreversible. The result is a loss of flexibility and a change in dimensional structure. Cross-linked proteins are hard and highly dysfunctional, like criminals or prisoners of war, hardened or damaged by incarceration and mistreatment. Think of how a raw egg white changes when heated in a frying pan. A clear, viscous fluid becomes a white solid mass. In this example, the egg albumin changes from a soluble protein to an insoluble protein. Another example of protein cross-linkage is a strip of cooked bacon. A raw strip of bacon is limp, flaccid, and flexible, whereas a cooked strip of bacon, especially crispy bacon, is hard, erect, and inflexible. Cooking hardens protein and reduces its potential chemical messenger properties. When the sulfur-hydrogen bonds in proteins are oxidized, they can react with other sulfhydryl groups in the same or another protein to form a disulfide bond or a crosslink. Oxygen and nitrogen-based crosslinks hold proteins together and, to a certain degree, are necessary to keep proteins in shape and in proper position. However, excessive crosslink formation, which occurs when protein is exposed to temperature that exceeds maybe 200 degrees Celsius or 400 degrees Fahrenheit, over time ruins the protein and reduces the nutritional value and healing characteristics of amino acids. Cooking decreases rather than increases the digestibility, assimilation properties, and chemical messenger attributes of peptides and amino acids. In addition to loss of peptide and amino acid function, the heating of protein causes the formation of nitrosamines, heterocyclic amines, polycyclic hydrocarbons, hydroperoxides, endoperoxides, and epoxides, all of which are identified as carcinogens and tumor-causing agents. So when it comes to protein, heat definitely is not cool. So the great thing about whey protein isolate is that it isn't heat damaged. Whey protein isolate provides exceptional levels of branched-chain amino acids, a full complement of essential and non-essential amino acids, and a complete range of biologically active peptide microfractions, including lactoferrin, immunoglobulins, bovine serum albumin, beta-lactoglobulin, alpha-lactalbumin, and glycomacropeptides. Whey protein isolate can outperform any other protein in the world when it comes to biological value and nitrogen retention. Whey protein isolate raises metabolic rate, strengthens immune function, helps build excellent quality muscle, tastes great, and is well tolerated by consumers of mixed ethnic origin. Now let's talk about essential fatty acids and a sports-specific EFA oil blend. Athletes require generous amounts of essential fatty acids to assist in energy transfer, muscle contraction, hormone production, joint flexibility, and the metabolism of stored body fat. Essential fatty acids enhance thermogenesis, improve endocrine function, strengthen the immune system, improve neurological function, speed wound healing, and accelerate recovery from workouts. They also combine with the sulfur in whey protein isolate to produce healing lipoproteins that improve cardiovascular health, aerobic fitness, and muscle strength. This is why a sport-specific oil from land and sea that provides both linoleic and alpha-linolenic acid and a direct source of EPA, DHA, and GLA is a primary component of the protein shake. Essential fatty acids work closely with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants to build a strong foundation of health and wellness. Functional fats for athletes. Linolenic acid, omega-3, is one of two parent essential fatty acids required in the human diet. It's relatively hard to get. The other, linoleic acid, omega-6, is present in practically all oils, but it's generally consumed in a damaged and therefore unacceptable form. Both essential fatty acids are polyunsaturated, exist in a liquid state at room temperature, and are extremely fragile. This means they lack the extended shelf life that saturated or hard fats often possess. Essential, by the way, infers a must-have or will-die requirement. That's why they're called essential. You've got to have them in the diet. Most supermarket fats and oils are manufactured only with profit in mind. They contain harmful substances such as trans fats and peroxides formed during manufacture or when we expose them ourselves to heat, light, and oxygen through cooking and incorrect storage. In the very least, many commercial oils are stripped of nearly every important biochemical substance through solvent extraction, bleaching, deodorizing, and degumming. Stripped of everything, of course, except their lifeless, empty, dead calories. Processed to the brink of micronutrient extinction, these white oils are best used as mechanical lubricants rather than food. I have a theory about why almost everyone in the gym complains about joint pain, muscle soreness, and sport injury. Exercise and sport practice or played with any degree of intensity causes inflammation. It's a natural byproduct of training that a healthy body is designed by nature to remedy. However, a diet high in pro-inflammatory fats derived from examples such as pasteurized milk, egg yolks, and overcooked tissue proteins, and low in anti-inflammatory fats found in greens, flax, sprouts, and wild fish oils, will impede the body's ability to counter the inflammation caused by training. Over time, the result is chronic pain, dependency on medication, and zero progress. The best way to use fresh living oils is to pour them unheated directly on food or prepared as an ingredient of homemade dressing and vegetable dips. I live on protein shakes, so I mix 1 tablespoon of my favorite blended sport oil consisting of flax, borage, sardine, mackerel, and anchovy oils with filtered water, whey protein isolate, creatine, L-glutamine, D-ribose, calcium ascorbate, and fresh organic fruit in a blender after exercise. The taste, health benefits, and performance effects are absolutely outstanding. Live fresh oils typically require refrigeration and may be frozen for up to a year or more without losing their intrinsic value. Some brands reinforce their oils with antioxidants such as rosemary extract, ascorbyl palmitate, which is fat-soluble vitamin C, alpha-tocopherol, which is one of the tocopherols of vitamin E, and citric acid. These allow for extended room temperature storage, provided the bottle remains unopened. This adds protection against peroxidation and rancidity, as does purchasing the oils in small, opaque containers, maybe 350 milliliters or less. Healthy, functional fats provide the body with fat-soluble micronutrients, things like vitamin A, D, E, K, and the carotenoids, and of course, the 2 essential fatty acids. As athletes, they keep us lean, elastic, and pliable. Vital organs, joints, muscle fibers, and neurons depend on functional fat for membrane components and energy. Eating poor quality fat or good fat that's been damaged causes defects in the cell membrane, which can lead to chronic fatigue, soft tissue inflammation, allergies, insulin resistance, and poor response to training. Low-fat diets can threaten our intake of essential fatty acids and fat-soluble vitamins. Many beneficial accessory nutrients depleted through stress and age-related damage are found only in fat, especially animal fat. But a high-fat diet loaded with saturated fat can increase risk of heart disease and cancer. So what do we do? My advice is to focus first on the quality of the fats you are eating and the method of their preparation. As you become more quality conscious, your knowledge of quantity, balance, and individual tolerance will naturally fall into place. Bridging the gap between fitness and nutrition is a function of knowledge, understanding, and application. The bridge is education. But more important than education is the desire to learn. Essential vitamins and minerals. To optimize performance, you need to obtain all of them with precision in the right balance. Insufficient micronutrient intake is a common cause of fatigue, disordered eating, sports injuries, physical weakness, poor workout recovery, and the development and progression of degenerative disease and premature aging. Athletic demands and strenuous exercise increase the excretion of many nutrients from the body in sweat and urine. Routine physical activity increases the need for antioxidants, many of which are utilized to quench the reactive oxygen species produced by athletes who typically consume up to 20 times more oxygen than sedentary individuals. You breathe more oxygen, you liberate more oxygen radicals. Just makes perfect sense. So take those antioxidants. The best time to take them, your essential vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and antioxidants, and trace elements, is with your pre- and post-workout protein shake. Get it into training, get into the habit of having a pre- and a post-workout shake before and after your training, and then when you take your shake, take your vitamins, and make it a way of life. Pretty soon, you don't even think about it, you just do it, and the benefits come through, all the way, shining through. And finally, electrolytes and hydration. Drinking filtered clean water alone does not cover electrolyte loss. Electrolyte deficiency can lead to fatigue, impaired glucose metabolism, muscle weakness, cramping, abdominal pain, adrenal exhaustion, and headaches. A good hydration mix added to your drinking water will quench your thirst, maximize fluid replacement, and replenish electrolytes lost in sweat. The ideal potassium to sodium ratio is 7:1, the same ratio found in all natural plant and animal food when calculated as an average. Added buffered vitamin C helps stabilize blood sugar and support adrenal function, and a light carbohydrate percentage of 7% will sustain energy and prolong endurance during fitness events, gym workouts, and recreational activity without impairing fluid absorption. Cellular hydration is where sports nutrition begins and ends. Well, that's it for this segment of SNU. Thanks for listening, and here's a quote from Mike Stroud, author of Survival of the Fittest. Although natural selection honed our metabolism to deal perfectly with our ancestral diet, the development of farming profoundly changed the nature of what we ate. At the same time, the advent of civilization allowed people to pursue less active lifestyles, a change which has accelerated greatly since the Industrial Revolution, and even faster in the age of silicon. Now the majority of adults and children in the developed world are increasingly sedentary and eat foods that are unhealthy. The consequence is an epidemic of ill health.